From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The president of Pakistan resigns to avoid impeachment. How's that going to shake up the hunt for Osama bin Laden and other big issues in terrorism? And Barack Obama says he's almost ready to announce a running mate. What's the latest on the Veep Stakes? With us to talk through the news, we've got Ron Christie, vice president of the lobbying group DC Navigators. He's also a former special assistant to President George W. Bush, and Mary Frances Berry, a professor of history at the University of Pennsylvania. She's also the former chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. Hi, guys.
Hello, Farai.
Hello, guys.
So let's start with Pakistan. Pervez Musharraf stepped down to avoid impeachment. Now, the ruling coalition that he led is already showing strain. You'll remember that he basically imposed a state of emergency. And in addition, now there's talk about whether or not the Taliban will be emboldened by this whole resignation. I mean, really, Ron, what do you think is going on for the U.S. and for the global war on terror?
Well, I think this is a very important moment for the geostrategic implications of the Middle East and that region of the world in particular, particularly looking at the Pakistan and Afghanistan border. President Musharraf came to power originally in a military coup. He subsequently had a democratic election and had been widely perceived as one who was a democratic leader of the region. But as we've all seen for the last several months, years even, there have been allegations regarding corruption and other improper activities by his government. And at a time right now where the hunt for Osama bin Laden continues, where the Taliban continues to strengthen in Afghanistan, this is a very critical moment for the United States and for our allies in the region. We must maintain democracy in the region, and most importantly, with Pakistan being a nuclear power, we must ensure that those nuclear weapons do not fall into the wrong hands at a critical juncture where we already have enough problems in the world with people who are trying to harm the United States and her allies.
Now, Ron, I'm going to come back to you on this one, but I'm going to go to Mary first. Mary,
yes.
When you see a possible president McCain and a possible President Obama, how do you think those two gents would deal differently with the question of Pakistan, the Taliban, and what's going on in that region?
Well, it's hard to tell. Obama, if he's true to his word, would be more inclined to have a lot of diplomatic initiatives and pressure. And although he said that if Pakistan doesn't do anything about the border and the Taliban, that he would be willing to do something directly. He made that statement way back during the campaign. McCain would probably, in the way that he talks about everything else, be willing to say that if Pakistan doesn't get its act together, which it hasn't, and I don't see how it can, given what's going on there, that the United States should directly try to do something along the border there to try to stifle the Taliban. We know that Musharraf has not been very successful in stopping the incursions across the border. They've increased. There's all this heightened activity in Afghanistan. We know we haven't been able to find Osama bin Laden. So Musharraf was a mixed blessing. He was not a success. But I think that they would differ slightly, Obama and McCain, in what they would do. There'd be more talk with Obama than with McCain. But I think that what is more likely that we would struggle along and with our policy that we have now, giving lots of money to Pakistan, hoping they can stitch something together and trying not to upset things too much and to stop some of the incursions along the border.
Ron, do you see any difference between the way these two men might lead?
I think Mary has it pretty much angled correctly here. I think Senator Obama has indicated in comments past that he would talk with the Pakistani government and I think erroneously said that he would consider invading the country, which I don't think the United States has any proper role doing. And I think Mary's also right that Senator McCain, given his proclivity to want to seek military action in the breakdown of diplomacy, would try to shore up a Pakistani government to ensure that the incursions that Murray spoke about earlier don't increase. But by and large, I think that these two potential presidents would approach the issue much the same way, although, of course, given my disposition, I think Senator McCain's would be the better view.
Okay. Well, let's move...
Surprise.
Yeah. Let's move on to another presidential topic. Barack Obama. I mean, it's all presidential. I mean, anyway. We are going to be in this to win this for the next 2 months. So Barack Obama and his about-to-be-named running mate are planning to campaign together on Saturday. Monday, and that's at the cusp of the Democratic convention. And reports say Obama has picked someone, mm-hmm. but he hasn't announced the choice yet, and then maybe his wife is the only person who really, really knows besides him and maybe a couple advisors. Mary, you've got folks in circulation, Joe Biden, Delaware Senator, you've got Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. What do you think? Who do you think?
I think who he picks will depend on what his internal polling is telling him right now. External polling is telling him that he's got some problems in some battleground states and that he's got some problems on the leadership and experience issue. But if his internal polling tells him, state by state, I don't mean national polls, that in fact he can wrap this thing up, even though it looks somewhat difficult in some places, he will pick somebody he likes and somebody he wants to work with. That would be Kaine, who would be more of a soulmate and somebody he respects. If he in fact thinks he needs to shore up this, that, or the other, or leadership experience, Biden is your man. If he thinks it's simply a question of doing no harm, then he could pick Evan Bayh, who has some weaknesses and there have been some complaints, but he's not really the kind of guy that's going to draw lightning. If he really thought he needed help with the voters on the Democratic side still, he would probably try to go for Clinton, but then she would, of course, bring out the Clinton haters on the other side, so she's not a do-no-harm candidate. So if I had to bet, I would say that it would either be Bayh or Kaine, depending on his internal polling.
Ron, what do you think?
You know, I think it's interesting that my friend the professor and I very rarely disagree these days. I tend to agree with her. Well, let me add this caveat. I think Mary's absolutely right. Senator Obama has got to make a determination of what's going to play best for him in the perception that many Americans have as they try to get to know this man a little bit better. If you pick somebody like Governor Kaine from Virginia, you're sticking with the change message. Governor Kaine is relatively inexperienced, the former mayor of Richmond, Virginia, the current governor of Virginia. But if you want somebody with more foreign policy heft, you're going to go with a Biden. Although my caveat to Mary there is that he is a distraction. He has had so many interesting comments, off-the-cuff comments in the past that I don't
And know interesting's that. Not so good in politics in the sense in which you're using it.
No, it's not. And he has the artful ability to find a way to put his foot in the mouth in the most inopportune moments. And I don't think that Senator Obama would want to take that chance. And again, I think my pick here is Evan Bayh from Indiana, former governor, current senator, long unexperienced, very, very quiet, not going to overwhelm the candidate. I think that would be a smart move for Senator Obama to do.
Now, Biden, on the Biden question, if he picks Biden, it means that his polling and his own view is that he is short on the leadership and experience front and needs to shore that up. That's what that tells us, that he believes that himself, which is kind of interesting.
Well, you know, I want to give a quick nod to Senator McCain's possible picks. I do want to move on to one more topic after this, though. So very quickly, because we're going to talk about this a lot more as we get closer to McCain's pick. But any idea, Ron first and then Mary?
Sure. I think Senator McCain has much the same question to answer that Senator Obama does, although a little bit in the reverse. While Senator McCain is widely viewed as having experience on international and military issues, one of his criticisms, and one that he brought up himself of an area where he needed improvement, was economic stewardship. To this end, it would certainly point to former Governor Mitt Romney from Massachusetts, a very self-made man, someone who had vast experience in the private sector as well as in the governor's mansion in Massachusetts. You also have Governor Pawlenty from Minnesota, a do-no-harm choice, in my opinion. He's rather quiet and low-key. Senator McCain would obviously dominate there. And then you have sort of the dark horse choice. Do you pick former Budget Director Rob Portman, former congressman from Ohio, to help you out not only with economic experience but to possibly help deliver the Midwest? Or do you look at somebody else, someone that we're not talking about, a Joe Lieberman or a Tom Ridge? But I think both of these gentlemen would probably be disqualified for their pro-choice views, which in this day and age in the Republican Party seems to dominate the base.
Well, I think if McCain thinks he can pull off Minnesota, he should pick Pawlenty. If he thinks he can get those electoral votes, I think if he thinks there's a problem in Pennsylvania with getting Pennsylvania, and there is, it's a toss-up right now, he might pick Ridge just for that reason. But the problem with Romney, who I think would probably be the best pick, is that some of the evangelicals do not like him because of his Mormonism. They are suspicious, and that might be a problem. But he would help with Michigan, and he is a guy who's good in debating, and he would be good in the vice presidential debates and the like. I think Lieberman should probably be left out and scratched as a choice, not only because of abortion, but because of opposition to him within the Republican Party.
All right. Well, we only have a microsecond for this topic, but the Democratic National Committee released a statement saying that this convention is going to be the most diverse yet in terms of delegates. They've got 44% representing minority communities, however you define that, 50% women, 31% seniors or youths. Mary, do you think that's overthinking things a bit, or is this natural?
I think that that's fine for them to say that, but it doesn't matter, and they are overthinking. What really matters is that Obama comes out of this looking like there was a successful program that went on every day and nothing really negative, and that he looks strong and looks like he's the leader and he can go out with that message. But it's nice that they have that diversity, but I don't think it'll make any difference in terms of what happens in the election after the convention is over.
Ron?
Absolutely concur. Senator Obama's...
You guys...
You know, I know.
You're turning into clones. Have we turned you into clones?
No, but we can mix it up where necessary. But seriously, Senator Obama needs to have a successful convention and to try to convince as many people across the country that he has the experience and the ability to lead the country. And having a diverse audience, when you look at some of the cutouts as the nomination rolls go, I think is good for him. And I hope that Senator McCain does the same thing as well. This is the time for the national parties to highlight their constituencies and to highlight the diversity that they both have. Mm-hmm. And Senator McCain and Senator Obama are looking forward to having good conventions where they've done no harm and come across as strong leaders.
Okay, guys. Well, on that note, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Bye.
We've been talking to Ron Christie, Vice President of the lobbying group DC Navigators. He joined us from our NPR studios in Washington, D.C. And Mary Frances Berry, Professor of History at the University of Pennsylvania and former chair of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. Coming up, we have got a debate over biracial kids on our Bloggers Roundtable.